Hi, this is Martin Atkins from Pigface, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM.
Supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can actually visit Attic Records by going to Millville or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Hey there, it's me, the Moxster, and for the next half hour, I want to feature music from the artist Bobby Bear Jr. Now, Bobby Bear Jr. is indeed the son of legendary country artist Bobby Bear, but he actually made his recording debut at the age of 8. Now, I'm going to get to that song a little later in this half hour, but it was in 1998 that he put out his proper first release. He was using the moniker of just Bear Jr. for that first album, for his first two albums. First album was called Butte. Let's play something off that album to kick off this set of music. It's Nothing Better to Do.
Well, I woke up early today and thought of 7 different ways to like myself less than you do, for any reason, false or true. While you dig me more than I dig myself, and I'm in love with you 'cause I got nothing better to do. Just fish for sympathy, for any reason particularly. And you smile miles more than I do, so I just bounce me off of you. While you dig me more than I dig myself, I'm in love with you
to forget, to the build of my heart with microscopic jets. The second make love 3,000 times a day. So sister, you better get out of my way.
Valentine. Why do I need a job? Feel so free, I got nowhere to be. Oh, why do I need a job? I once worked for an old bastard who always pushed me to work faster. He made fun of me 'cause my hair was green. Tried to stick his hands into my jeans. My girlfriend is a stripper in Abilene. She likes me to stay at home and watch TV. She pays for my food. She likes to be rude. She undresses her friends for me. So
his second Bear Jr. album, Brainwasher, Bobby Bear Jr. with his song, Why Do I Need a Job? It's a question I ask myself a lot. Why do I have a job? And then I realize I've got bills to pay and there's things I want to buy and I need money and the job really helps make that happen. So it's a valid question, though. Valid question. Before the Bear Jr. track, went back to Bobby Bear Jr.'s From the End of Your Leash album for Valentine that came out in 2004, and then also The Longest Meow 2006 when that came out, and you heard the Heart Bionic from that. And then I start off that entire set. Yeah, we are playing only music for this half hour from Bobby Bear Jr. from his debut from 1998, back when he was still using just Bear Jr. Name of the album was Boutte, and Nothing Better to Do. My name's Paul. I am the Moxer. I've got nothing better to do than just play you some Bobby Bear Jr. music for a half hour. Why not? Why not? It's the flat-chested girl from Maynardville.
Flat-chested girl from Maynardville writes slowly in her diary about being a ghost who walks with thieves. They cannot take what they cannot see. While standing on her bed, she screams words that fall onto her shades. No one pays attention to me, so no one knows nothing about me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville ignores the phone as it rings. She staples a picture of her mom on the bedroom door upside down. While standing on her bed, she screams phrases of hypocrisy. Does anyone think that I'm pretty? 'Cause no one will tell me, as no one is looking at me.
Rock and roll Halloween.
Bobby Bear Jr. from a 2004 release of his called Okay, I'm Sorry, with his version of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before that, from his album A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head from 2010, it was Bobby Bear Jr. with a Rock and Roll Halloween. Start off the entire set from the Young Criminals Starvation League album, which is kind of what he called his projects after that album, Flat-Chested Girl from Maynardville. Now, over his career, Bobby Bear Jr. has recorded, I think it's 6 full-length studio albums. He also had that EP I mentioned about, Okay, I'm Sorry, that the cover song came off of. He has some live stuff on that and some other recordings on that EP. A couple singles, but since 2016, he's actually been playing guitar in Guided by Voices. That's right, along with Doug Gillard. Bob Pollard tapped him to join Guided by Voices, and he has performed on all of their albums since that time. So Bobby Bear Jr. is still out there having fun, making music. In fact, speaking of having fun, he's done quite a few covers on his albums over the years. Like, for example, he's covered The Smiths, he's covered The Pixies, and also he's done a lot of covers of Shel Silverstein. Now, what's interesting about that is Shel Silverstein is actually his godfather. So if you think of Bobby Bear Jr.'s writing style and technique and his approach to music, it's very much like Uncle Shell's. In fact, for my last song, it's a song from 1974 that his dad did of a Shel Silverstein tune, but it's actually Bobby Bear Jr.'s recording debut.
So I'd like to introduce you to the next superstar. 20 years from now, he's going to be so ashamed of what he has done on this record that he's probably going to sue me. And he and all of his friends are going to be sitting around stoned. He said, look what the old man made me do. Let's give a big round of applause to Bobby Bear Jr.
Daddy, what if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
If the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes. And the wind would carry your light to the skies. And the sun would start shining again. Stop blowing, then the land would be dry, and your boat wouldn't sail, and son, your kite couldn't fly, and the grass would see your trouble. She'd tell the wind, and the wind would start blowing again. If the grass stopped growing, you'd probably cry. And the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes. And like your love for me, that grass would grow so high. This grass would start growing again.
But Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
If you stop loving me, then the grass would stop growing, the sun would stop shining, and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world going, you better start loving me again, again. Better start loving me again. You hear me, Bob? You better start loving me again. You love me, Bob?
Yeah.
You better start loving me again.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
I'm here outside when you're ready. Shots and confetti. I'll take you home if you let me. Yeah. Just promise you won't forget me. No, 'cause the days get better when you're here. So I gotta keep you near. Going crazy and I just can't get you out of my head. I've been seeing the atmosphere. I can feel it in there.
Kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription. And never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here. And the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. Echoes on and on and on inside my ear. was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground, but something always pulls me down here, this familiar deep dark cavern. Keep repeating the same pattern, you above and me below. I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. At last I see the light.
Thank you. there's no need to search anywhere. Happiness is here. Have your share. If you know your love, be secure.
See La Frontera from where I stand in line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line at El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now Coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El Comador. Arrived here so hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comador. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comador. Sister Cecilia, us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again in light of El Comedor. As small as I am, at night at El Comedor, she draws out the trail on the palm of my hand. At night at El Comedor, she says the new moon will help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me. At night at El I can see La Frontera from where I stand, headlined at El Comedor. Just over that wall is the promised land, headlined at El
Without thinking, I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. Et la chambre soignant, it's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, we Huguenots came here, seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power. Not a moment left to lose. We took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. We hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. It's all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too. And it's easy to decide, with the gospel as your guide, to our history and our faith we must be true. In la chambre soignant, it's what we do.
Show me what you're made of. Tell me that we tried it all and came to this retreat. Say, love, maybe what we gave up wasn't ours to spin around and wasn't ours to keep. But every time you say my name and lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. Sometimes bargains turn to hard lines, words go off like landmines and tear the earth apart. So we paid up, bet the rest to break us. Oh, what a way to wake up, reeling from the start. Every time I see your face, I lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. So tell it's all too late. I won't come back. No, I won't come back.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Thank you.